I got my phone in this little plastic baggie. I've been listening to Gail Carson Levine on the Showcase from the Roundtable podcast. About halfway through it, I got 15 minutes in before I stopped so that I could do the recording. It's kind of a rough day. Yesterday I got some writing done. It wasn't quite as much as I wanted. There was some, it was a tough day yesterday because I kept falling asleep. I came to the conclusion that I hadn't quite recovered. So I packed it up, put my feet on my desk, laid back in my chair, slept most of the day. Off and on, here and there, I'd wake up, type a little, sleep a little, type a little, sleep a little, type a little bit, sleep a little more. And I got some stuff done. I got to the first break in the story. I love the way the story is going now. It's much more immediate. It's much more there. All the stuff I wrote before is informing what's happening right now. And it's much more action adventure-y, which is what I was really shooting for. I've been looking up about a guy named Lester Dent, who has a formula for 6,000 word stories. And the formula is really kind of pointless. It's really, take a 6,000 word manuscript, break it up into four 1,500 word sections, figure out what you're going to do in each 400 words, each of the four sections. It's basically first section, who are they, where are they, what's the problem? Second section is pile on problems that they can't really solve but almost do by the skin of their teeth. Third section, repeat. Fourth section, repeat, but in the end they win. That's it. That's his formula. It's not a particularly useful formula. I see where he's coming from. I see how it works. I follow the three-act structure myself, which is really pretty much the same thing, where the first act is the introduction of the problem and ends with the critical decision, which is sometimes not really much of a decision. Without this point in the story, there wouldn't be a story. So it happens or the story dies. And then the middle is the try and fail, overcome obstacles, get slapped with a new obstacle, try and fail, until in the end, there's a dramatic conclusion where the final obstacles are overcome and the hero wins his goal and everyone, either if it's a tragedy, dies, or if it's a comedy, lives happily ever after, in the classical sense. So anyway, somebody pointed out, I think it was Tara pointed out, that typing isn't my problem. I have plenty of typing time. My problem is thinking time. The problem with the write a few words every day is the thinking time. When I was doing it for the class assignment, and I thought a lot about this yesterday, with the class assignment, I had a very limiting perspective. I had to write, on the first day, I had to write about a woman with two kids by herself, or a single mom, let me put it that way, in McDonald's, and the kids are running wild. And we had to write that four times, 500 words each time, so a total of 2,000 words. We had 24 hours to do it. It had to be the start of a story, and it had to be set in one of four places. So we had to do it four times, 500 words for the 2,000 word total. It was England, Manhattan or the Bronx, a Latina in LA, and a woman in either Texas or Georgia. I have no idea if I've got the Georgia accent right. I went with Georgia, but I'm not sure I've got it right. I don't know. I really can't tell the regional differentiation across Georgia, Texas, Louisiana, all across Alabama, Mississippi, down across that way. I don't know those accents. I can't differentiate them, but I'm sure people from down there can pick them out. I'm just not that familiar with them. I mean, I knew a guy from Mississippi once. He had a very different accent than people that I knew from Texas. He actually didn't use the y'all thing very much. He used a little bit, sprinkled here and there. But he didn't use it all the time. Guy I knew from Texas used it all the time. I don't know that I know. I do know some people from Georgia. Most of them are in higher education and have trained their accents out. So that's kind of an issue. It's a different issue. So anyway, there's this very finite, I've got like an hour to write these 500 words, set this way, go. So even if I botch it, even if I pox it up, who cares? It's an exercise, I get it out, I do the best I can on the accent, I try to figure out what the story might be, I write the first 500 words, and move on to the next one. That makes it really easy. That makes it really easy. The manuscript form, 500 words falls in the first two pages. So the half page for the first page and then the full page, second page, that's it. Once you get to the end of the second page, that was when we were supposed to stop. That was it. That's, you get down there, you're done. So it was an interesting challenge, but it wasn't anywhere near as difficult as thinking up the story to begin with. What am I going to write about? A woman in McDonald's? Are you kidding me? Actually, one of those short stories I might actually do. One of those stories I might actually do, the Latina in L.A., that story came out of left field somewhere. He didn't like it too well, but I don't care. I loved it. He didn't think it really captured the accent, the rhythm of a Latina. And there's actually a reason for it, but I didn't put it in the first piece, so there's a reason why he didn't pick it up, or didn't pick it up the way that I thought he should. So that was, I thought, fascinating. But it was also enlightening for me. I might use that story. I might use that as a beginning. I've got a whole lot of story starts that don't go, you know, that don't go anywhere. The guy in the Bronx watching the woman with the two kids going crazy and how he's taking the top of his skull right off, you know? It's like, forget about it. What is she going to do? I always got nothing to do with her. Nothing. It wasn't worth it. So it was interesting. But the thinking part is what takes the time. And the problem with the thinking part is that as soon as you start thinking of one thing, you think of 14 different ones that you'd rather do instead, rather than the one that you're working on right now. I mean, I've had so many story ideas in the last 24 hours. I really should be writing them down. But the problem... Oh, my God. Get a muffler. The problem with writing them down is that they just spawn more ideas that aren't anything I've written, or can write, or will write, or am writing, or whatever. So anyway, while I was driving, picking up kids from school, it occurred to me, I know what I'm going to do with the romance story. I've got to write two more, so I'll have three stories, and it's going to be a short story collection entitled School's Out, all related about romance stories about teachers and students and school getting out. So I'm stoked. That one I can tuck away until I get done with the Furious Call. I got to finish this story. With any luck at all, I know where this story is going. With any luck at all, I'll be able to bang it out this morning, get that taken care of, send it off to JR. She's supposed to send me some story notes about whether or not I was following canon for the game. This is one of the difficulties when you're dealing with somebody else's universe, is that you have to make sure that what you're writing fits in their universe. And I really only had their story Bible. It doesn't fill in a lot of the details. I have a suspicion that the authors who are doing these short stories are filling in the details as we go. So we'll see how that works out. But I've got a cast of characters. I've got a problem. They've just smashed into an asteroid. The new plot element is they survived the crash, but now there's going to be another problem that they going to threaten their lives and see if they can survive it. And if and when they survive that, which of course they're going to, otherwise the story would be really short and end. Then there's one more problem that they have to face, and then there's one more obstacle that they need to overcome, and they need to get back, and the story needs to come to a satisfying end. I'm pretty sure I know how this whole thing goes. I can see it. I've written it. What's interesting is that I've written the cracks of the story. The main thrust of the story, I left as white space. You know, this thing I do, I typically have, you know, some serious piece of action happen off the page. And so the story runs right up until the action and then white space, and then the story continues after the action where they're picking up the pieces. And I saw myself doing that in this story, and I wondered if that was one of the problems that Gene had in following this. And for this particular story, while I really do like the technique, for this particular story, the technique is totally wrong. I need to not write the stuff that happens in the cracks. I need to be writing the stuff that happens, would typically happen off the page. So, yeah, it has to be a lot more action-adventure-y, if that's a word. It was like, duh, big duh moment. So that was cool. And it's coming along. I want to do this other short story anthology so I can get that short story out. But I've got to get Victoria's Call up next. I'm going to work on a short story today, get it done this morning, fire up Victoria's Call this afternoon, find my feet in that. I just retyped the first chapter or so, just before we went away. And with what I learned right so far, I'm going to have to restart. I'm going to have to start again. I'm going to have to start that first act over because I've learned so much. Jeez Louise. And if I can get a good start and I can bleed the last half of the story in, the part of the story that really needs the kind of stuff that I picked up and learned in this workshop, which will help to flush it out, which will help to round out the story and make it quite fulfilling in the end. So that's very cool. As you can probably tell, I'm quite excited by the whole prospect. But I have to get home. I have to get this thing done. I've got to get kid to school. I'm trying to think if I need to stop at the grocery store again today. Probably not. I do have a book that needs to be shipped, but it can go in a mailbox anytime today. Let's see what else. I'm hoping I'm going to get double share back from Robin today, tomorrow. It was supposed to have been here before I went away, but I made the mistake of telling her that I was going away. So I'm afraid that she's put it back on the back burner, disappeared back into oblivion again. This stuff's got to get out. If it doesn't get out, we're going to have words. That's all there is to it. So, I got so much other stuff I need to do. Yeah. And it looks very much like I've got stuff I need to do because the other deadlines aren't made. I've got to make my own deadlines and I've got to stick to them. So, yesterday wasn't really exactly the kind of disciplined get it written day that I had hoped it would be. Perhaps today I'll be able to deal with that. I didn't have to do the early morning school run, which is a bonus. My wife took care of that. She and my younger daughter leave within 10 minutes of each other. And the problem is that if younger daughter waits for mom to leave 10 minutes later and mom drives right past the school, if mom is running late, if mom has a problem and she doesn't get out on time, then younger daughter doesn't make it to school on time. So as a result, I leave. 10 minutes later, my wife leaves. I come home, and I've gone and blown You know, if I have to stop at the grocery store, I've blown an hour at 8:30. Tedious. So I'm trying to get people a little more on board, a little more there. The problem, I think, today is going to be that my wife is not going to go to work. She was feeling quite poorly when she got home from school last night, when she got home from work last night. So I wound up having to run a lot of errands after hours last night. And I'm suspecting that I'm going to be right firmly back in the driver's seat again today, with her homesick and my having to take care of everything else. Part of the cost of being gone for 9 days. It was worth every penny. It's worth whatever price I've been called on to pay so far, and I'm willing to pay a lot more, because this was huge. This was really huge. Now the trick is, and I found myself doing this, the trick is to stay out of critical brain. The trick is to write the story, let the story flow from my fingers without getting my head in the way of it too much. I know where it's going, I have an idea what's happening, but beyond that I need to let it unfold, because the story that I'm writing now is a different story. Maybe it's the same story, maybe it's not, but it has some of the same setup. Maybe it's not the same story. I need to let it be free to develop on its own. I like what's happened so far. I like what's about to happen, I think. I've got the reel on pause in the back of my brain. I'm hoping I'll be able to get back to it within the next 2 hours and finish it this morning. So I got plenty of time. If I can get my brain in gear, I've got plenty of time to get it done. So we'll see how this all goes. I can ride along this morning. In part because it's not exactly wet. It's sleet. And the sleet is, for the most part, just bouncing off. It's not sticking and melting like snow would. So from that perspective, it's pretty cool. The breeze is a little chilly, but it's not a bad morning. I noticed when I came back that the trees that were just sticks when I left now are all blossom. There's several trees here that are in blossom. I can't really tell if it's a dogwood or what. It almost looks like a crab apple. Not quite. There's like six of them. Right here, the maples and some of the cottonwoods are looking greeny yellow. Spring is definitely in the air. My lawn is looking really brown. I didn't get to the sprinklers yesterday. That probably shouldn't surprise anyone. My wife thinks the house looks run down. I think it looks like it has character. It does look a little run down. You know what? I don't mind. I don't necessarily like it, but it doesn't look bad to me. It looks bad to her. Oh well. I'm back. It's not exactly the back gate. I'm going into the garage, but it's close enough. And tomorrow is another day. I'll talk to you then.